So last week at the Easter Vigil, Thomas Bepath and Nicole Jones were baptized in the holy waters of the baptismal font and received all the sacraments of initiation. And Santana Sidney also received his first Eucharist and was confirmed. All three of them are here with us today in the assembly, and so I want to embarrass them by making them stand up so you can all see who they are as we congratulate them again. Now, these three who are still in the formative process of the RCIA have heard me say many times, but I'm not going to put them on the spot by asking them to give me the answer. Don't worry, I won't do that. But they heard me say to them many times in their months of formation that the defining characteristic of our Christian religion compared to all other religions is that it is incarnational. We profess that the divine Son of God joined himself to a human material body, himself becoming fully human, while retaining the fullness of his divinity. In other words, the physical presence of the Son of God matters. And what we celebrate on this Easter day, this octave of Easter Sunday, is that Jesus was raised from the tomb not simply in a body, but in the same body that he had for the 33 years prior, the same body that was crucified and died only days earlier. Jesus is not a ghost. He forever possesses his human body. And that was what was so important to Thomas in our gospel today. The physical presence of Jesus. Not a feeling, that's not what was important to Thomas, nor an idea, nor a ghost. Because in Jesus' ministry, physical presence was so important as conveyed by his touch. Jesus healed the sick by touching them with his hands. He blessed little children by laying his hands on them. And even long after his resurrection, as we hear in our second reading today, John the Apostle sees Jesus on the island of Patmos, to which John had been banished for testifying to Jesus. And when John sees Jesus' human body suffused with the glory of his divinity, it so startles and frightens John that he falls at Jesus' feet as though dead. And what does Jesus do? He touches John. He lays his right hand on him. And by that human touch of Jesus, John's fear is driven away. In our first reading, we heard about how many signs and wonders were done among the people, it says, by the hands of the apostles. They had learned from their master that touch was important. Human touch was important. And they had learned from their master how their physical presence could heal and soothe others. The sick and those who were afflicted with unclean spirits were healed by the physical touch of the apostles, by the touch of their hands. And some of them even hoped that Peter's shadow would fall on them. And what is a shadow but an impression of our physical presence? A shadow is a symbol, if you will, of what our physical presence leaves behind. And so the point of all this is that the physical presence of Jesus matters. The physical presence of the apostles mattered. Our physical presence matters. Because we who are baptized are the body of Christ. Jesus chooses to make his risen body present and palpable through us, the baptized. We are to be the signs of his resurrection in the world. And so we must ask ourselves, how do we use our hands? Are they healing and soothing to the bodies of others? Does our touch drive away fear from others? What effect does our shadow have when it falls upon others, so to speak? The risen Jesus in our gospel today, whose physical presence consistently brings peace to his apostles who are locked in by fear, sent them out as he was sent to bring peace and reconciliation to the world. And so he sends us into a world that is also locked in by fear. And so he sends Preston, this sweet boy, who will soon become part of the body of Christ. And his body will bring the healing touch of Christ because of the way his parents' hands touch him. And just as the apostles learned how their hands could heal because of the way that Jesus used his hands, so Preston will learn how to bring the physical presence of Christ into the world because of the shadow of his parents and godparents in this faith community that falls on him. Yes, Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.